Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry blend and orange hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hey, let's go to the fans here. Let's go to the fans. Let's go to the Tims, the Gregs, the Chuckies, the Peters, the Juniors. What is the one suggestion you have for Steve Kerr? And we've gotten a couple people's now. Do you have yours, Joe? What's yours? You get one. Again, this isn't Christmas. You don't get a couple. There's no stocking stuffers. You get one suggestion for Steve Kerr. What would it be?
My one suggestion would be you need to trust the young man in Quinton Post. This is a little small suggestion because I think he overall does a great job. You need to trust Quinton Post a little more because I think that his stretch shooting is extremely valuable to allowing you to play some of these defensive lineups that are mandatory against the matchups and the teams that you're going to be facing moving forward.
I'm not mad at that. 888-957-9570.
And I'm talking like an extra 10 minutes in the second half, not like, you know, like a grand total 20 minutes. Like, okay. I have a subtle suggestion.
Okay.
Mine isn't like, play Steph at the five.
Go full Magic Johnson at 6'3". We are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. It's Spadoni. It's asking about shameless shout-outs coming up in 25 minutes. 25 minutes, shameless shout-outs. That segment's about you. It's not about us. We want to hear from the people. And again, same number to call or text. It's 888-957-9570. Shout-out your school, shout-out your business, shout-out your wife, your husband, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, doesn't matter, your kids. It does not matter. Tim, Raleigh, North Carolina, what is your one suggestion for Steve Kerr? Good morning, Tim.
What?
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Wow, man, it's almost identical to what Shasky just said, and this is this doesn't have to be a starting lineup, but at least put it out there together and lean into it a little bit. And it's Steph and it's Post, two lockdown shooters. It's Jimmy, it's JK, two big wings who can get to the rim and play off of each other if a coach set things up that way. And it's Draymond, the backbone of the defense. I mean, and lean into it. I told you guys that same lineup about a month ago, and we have not seen it. We haven't. And this is just, and this is why Kuminga's career here is coming to an end, guys, because if you can't find a way to design an offense around those guys, we've seen the offense run through Kuminga before, Jimmy and Steph. And if you can't find a way as a coach that is the highest paid in the league to design something that these get to maximize that talent, Kuminga is not going to be here. How do you justify him? And if I'm one of his agents, there's no way in hell I want him to be here, because he's going to average 19 to 20 minutes. Your coach is going to take the easy way out and say it doesn't fit, even though he doesn't try all options. And he's going to move on to a team that's going to maximize him, guys. So, Shasky, we right on the money, brother. I mean, we haven't seen that lineup. We have not seen it. We haven't, like he said, Jimmy came, he took his minutes, and now Jonathan is night to night. And the reason why is because that lineup I just gave you, I'm not going to even say that. I was going to say that lineup doesn't include parts, but I'm not going to even go there. But I just believe the coach has not experimented with it and put those guys in a position to maximize the talent. So I think Kuminga's coming to an end. I think we can all stop the nonsense after this playoff run is over. He'll be moving on, because no way in hell you can justify giving Jimmy $55 million, Kuminga $30 million, if you're going to play him 20 minutes a game. And if your coach is not going to, unless over the summer they were going to redesign some things and find a way to make that work, it's no way in hell. So you're going to lose Kuminga, and then in about a year, Jimmy's going to hit you for another extension.
So what was the suggestion?
The suggestion was J.K., Butler, Draymond, Steph, and QP.
Okay. All right. Maybe that is a scenario that happens at one point. I don't know what it turned into at the end there, that JK is just not going to get paid. I don't, because of his minute allocation, because there's going to be moments. Again, let's all wait on the JK future right now, because there's a lot to take place. There's this thing called the playoffs. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of it. It's pretty important. You know, people rise and fall in the playoffs. Stock rises and stock falls. You know, the regular season is its own beast, but the playoffs is a different animal. Look, can we get through that first?
Only in the NBA do we obsess about what might happen 2 years from now, a year from now,
it's ridiculous.
3 years from now.
It's ridiculous.
Could you imagine, like, hey, I noticed the 2015 Giants here. Matt Duffy's getting suppressed. I mean, he's just getting suppressed. There's just not enough room with Crawford and Panic and Belt for Matt Duffy to get his.
That's the word you just used right there. Shout out, Joe. It's panic. Like, come on. Like, if he hasn't, real quick, let's say this, which is a reasonable scenario. First round, you get the Lakers, and JK balls out, has big moments, is awesome.
Yeah.
Every single person is going to be saying after that series, sign him up, he's locked in, JK here's for the future. Then you have a second round series where he doesn't look so good against, I don't know, I don't even know if I got it, Houston Rockets. Oh no, JK, you gotta get rid of him now. Like, really?
He's not worth this.
Stop.
We did this, it's so funny. I watched every beat writer for the Niners. Brock Purdy's going to get $60 million a year. They did it for 2 years. And then he had the season that he had.
Right.
And it was like, I think it's going to be a lot harder than he thinks to get $50 million. Like, it's just, why are we in this huge rush to give everyone the bag?
I'll tell you why. Well, we're in a huge rush to be right, first and foremost. I want to be right. You want to be right.
Let it play out.
But we want to be the first one. First. If you ain't first, you're last.
You have the right of first refusal, meaning if someone comes in and blows JK's doors off with the money,
right.
All right, you have the option to match or let him go.
Okay, and that was a suggestion.
You know, like, I don't know why we have to worry about, does he want 36? He thinks he's worth 31. He's only worth 23.
Exactly. I'm not.
We went through this with Clay.
Thank you.
We saw it happen with Malik Monk. We saw it happen with Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, where certain guys thought they were going to get a certain amount of money, and they got a fraction of that money. And I would argue those guys maybe have better standing in the league, a better resume, whatever you want to.
Age.
Yeah. You know, like, I think we're way ahead of ourselves on the money thing.
888-957-9570. I'm not even going to have that conversation.
No, I wasn't trying to.
I was
explaining why I'm not letting it trigger me.
Totally. We're doing suggestions. Steve Kerr's suggestion box, he's allowing it. You're getting one suggestion, people. Just one. Not two, not three, not four. One suggestion you have for Steve Kerr.
Here's a good one. 510, and I'm going to put you in there. 510, I would like to see TJD at power forward with Post at center. That's interesting. But what are the other three people out there? I will put that down. I would like to see TJD get an opportunity alongside Quinn Post. Let's just see what it looks like.
God, that's two young players are relying on. I don't know if I want to see that in the playoffs. Like, that's something you take in the regular season, maybe.
Well, what if
that
you're facing
the hell out of me?
What, again, maybe you're facing like a. I don't know. I don't know what combinations, but you might go up against Twin Towers, right?
Okay.
And you might have to spread the floor a little or try something unique. Maybe it is Minnesota, hypothetically, in a play-in game. The fact that we haven't seen it for even a minute.
I'm probably not going to see it. But again, all suggestions welcome here on the Morning Roast. Chucky is in Oakland. What's up, Chuck?
Power forward.
What you doing out in Oaktown?
Center.
Hey. Hey, good morning. Actually, I'm out in Sunnyvale right now.
Ooh.
Hey, I start my days, man. I start my days with two pros and a cup of Joe.
Let's
and I go right to you guys. And I wanted to pose my suggestion to Stine and Kuhu yesterday, but they hung up on me. And the thing is, they think I'd be comparing Pod and Kuminga, but this is my suggestion. I think my suggestion is to change the offensive scheme because I think Kuminga's playing in the wrong position. You want him on the perimeter, the pass, you know the normal offense of the Warriors. I think my offensive scheme is, I think, and we never seen this before, putting Kuminga on the block with the inside-outside game, and I think he'll eat more with Butler held in the ball. You got Draymond out there, and then that'll open up Curry, that'll open up Kuminga. And I just think that they should try Kuminga on the block instead of having him on the perimeter, you know, all that downhill talk that the critics be doing. If you go on the block, King over here be putting people in foul trouble, he'll be getting to the line, and also he'll be opening up the shots for Curry and Hill on the perimeter, as well as Butler and Draymond doing their thing. So that would be my suggestion.
I like that.
Thanks, Chuck.
I put it down.
It's Chucky in Oakland.
Personally, I think Kuminga struggles with his back to the basket,
yes.
So I don't love him at the block, but I wrote that suggestion. I also added Oreo cookies from prior second and fourth quarters, starting with Curry as opposed to having him sitting on the bench. You just change his minute allocation. Why are we talking about this, Joe, for those that are just waking up?
Why are we talking about it? Well, this happened yesterday on Willard and Dibbs, where Steve Kerr, head coach of your Golden State Warriors, joins them every single week, courtesy of the River Islands Guest Line. This is what took place yesterday, and that's why we're talking about it.
It's all part of it. So, but if you do have suggestions, I'm all ears. What do you got for me?
What do you got?
The one that kind of sticks out is Harrison Barnes 3, the game-winning dagger. You had Steph guarding the ball. Any thought to maybe putting a more active on-ball defender to make things a little bit more difficult on the inbounder?
You know, we sometimes will put a big on the inbounder, but with 3 seconds left, the inbounder himself is very dangerous because he can pass and get the hand back, you know, get a pass back. And so we decided to put Steph on the inbounder so that he wasn't involved in the switches, you know, off ball, in case there were screens, that were involved in the play. So, it's a good suggestion. And oftentimes we do put a big on the ball, but with that much time left, I try not to.
Do you guys have a suggestion box? Because we've got listeners who I think would have more, you know, more ideas.
Really? Huh?
Yeah.
It's interesting. I have I get a lot of emails with lots of suggestions. And so, I'm always,
always interested in those. So, yeah, please keep them coming. Why don't you guys do a suggestion box and just pass them along?
If you ever go to a third row of coaches, myself and about 18 people on the YouTube would be happy to sit there.
I'm sure there's a lot more than that.
Yeah, and what is your email address, Coach? Go ahead.
That was yesterday on with Willard and Dibs.
Steve Obviously,
Kerr. Can we get an actual suggestion box in here, like a little index card?
I'm down with that.
That says Steve Kerr suggestion box, and we can all the hosts can put something in there. There we go.
Now, obviously, he was being tongue in cheek about the suggestion, and we're just having fun with it. Like, because people call us all the time, and they're like, I want to do this, I want to do that. I get DMs all the time during the games from a couple of people that have long paragraphs of adjustments that they want done. And so we're having a little fun with it this morning, and we're just like taking all suggestions. There are no bad suggestions this morning. We might not necessarily agree with them, but there are no bad ones. Here's one from the 510.
Please.
Whatever happened to Draymond Green coming off the bench? Should we try that again?
Well, it's been working with him starting, and the scenario was prior to Jimmy Butler arriving, it was working for a little bit with JK and the whole thing was working. And then it wasn't because Jimmy came here and it changed everything. And they're winning now with him in the starting lineup. So again, Steve Kerr's mentioning he's a creature of habit. You're going to stick with the guys and the stuff that's working in the starting lineup. But again, a suggestion. I'm here for it. Shameless shout outs in about 14 minutes, 7:45. Shameless shout outs, 888-957-9570. That segment's about you and not us. Same number to call or text. More suggestions, and let's go to Peter in San Francisco.
What's up, Peter?
What's up, Peter Pan? How you doing, man?
Hi, you hear me?
Certainly do.
Hello?
Hey!
Okay, I think you already mentioned what I said, which was having TJD as power forward and Quentin Post as center. I'm tired of these tiny little lineups to remind me of those black and white footages of Will Chamberlain getting his 100 points and all these little munchkins going, let me get it. And we're getting beat up by all these big guys, especially that big guy in Denver, and I'm tired of it. And we need some big guys, more than one, more than two. Just put them all in there. Put in the Post and just put in some big guys. That's my suggestion.
Let's put them in there, Pete. Let's go. And Quentin Post, by the way, I've seen him on the defensive side. Not the best defender, but that's okay. He's been only a couple months, but the size is, you know what? It's a thing. Like, at least he's got that. And he's not going to back down. He's tough. But he had some moments in some of these games where his defense was exposed a little bit, to put it lightly. And that's okay.
Well, I do, like, they've played, for example, Cleveland earlier this year. It would have been nice had Post been up with the big club to be able to experiment against their two big, their two
Mobley,
top, super late, just Jared to see Allen. What it looked like for 30 seconds.
Right, right. And we might.
I don't know, like, you know, we get a look at it.
We might see it. Maybe, you know, against the Rockets, we'll see. Maybe against the Lakers, we'll see. We saw him against the Lakers for a little bit. He was actually on LeBron, which is interesting. I don't know if I love that matchup, even if LeBron is 40 years old, but he wasn't backing down. The only thing I get nervous about with those two guys on the court together, experience, obviously, and fouling. Well, like, that's what they're going to do. They're gonna hack. They're going to get out there. Then you get in foul trouble, and the last thing I want to do in a playoff scenario is give the other team the bonus early on in the quarter.
No, I hear you, but
like, that's it.
They would fit right in on this team.
Oh, I know.
A lot of fouling going on, a lot of reaching, right?
Let's go to Greg, who's in Canada. What's up, Greg? What you got, man? What's your suggestion for Steve Kerr?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Happy Friday.
Yeah, happy Friday.
No. Let's keep all that stuff away. My suggestion is more X's and O's.
Give it to me.
I feel like when the playoffs come, the ball movement, player movement gets slowed down. They don't call the off-ball fouls. We need Steph Curry setting on-ball screens for Jimmy and specifically JK. They're going to call the off-ball foul if Curry is basically setting the screen and he's right there in front of the ref's face. And if they don't double Steph off of that, you're going to have Jimmy and specifically JK on the roll going to the basket. And they're just going to either get to the free throw line for Jimmy, or that's just the best version of JK. I wouldn't even mind JK starting over Moody, because Moody's 8-for-26 in the last four games. I know we got a great record with him starting, but
I don't mean to interrupt you. 13 games.
Thanks, Greg.
The last 13, Moody's down to 29% from three. Yeah. And if he wants to stay on the floor to connect various lineups, he's got to shoot better.
He's got to. It's as simple as
that. His defense has been good, though.
Has been good. No, it has been. And again, like, there's going to be moments. It hasn't been going well, and it's all going to be about, you know, who gets hot at the right time. That's usually what the playoffs is about. whether it's in baseball. We see it all the time in baseball. Remember the Diamondbacks a couple years ago? They were hot at the right time. Then they surged all the way to the World freaking Series. These things happen. We saw it with the Giants, who won World Series, getting hot at the right time. It's all about that. Brandon Pajemski, did he get hot too early? Is he going to cool down? I would like to see him bounce back after a poor performance against the Spurs. I would like to see Moses Moody, as you're mentioning, bounce back after a poor shooting performance. Give me something to be positive with over this weekend, these final two games. Again, two more games. Two more games and it's over, man. It's going to be very interesting to see how these things shake out.
It is interesting. Pods has not been a part of any of these suggestions.
Nothing. Maybe we'll get one. Okay. Junior, Pacifica.
Hey, Junior.
Junior, what's your suggestion for Steve Kerr? Good morning.
Good morning, guys. So my suggestion for Steve Kerr is get a good night's sleep, spend some quality time with your wife, and trust your gut. That's my suggestion for Steve Kerr. At this point in the season, I think it was a trick question. It's like asking, what is the sound of one hand clapping? You know, it's that kind of a question. There isn't an answer. So the answer is to not answer that question at this time. We've been super lucky with Kerr and the Warriors. And at this point in the season, I wish, for instance, that JK had been handled differently over time. Also, guys, this is a worthwhile exercise, and it's a lot of fun hearing what you and other fans are coming up with. But we should just be happy right now. We've done amazing since Jimmy Butler joined us. We had a bad loss, but look, the 73-9 Warriors had nine bad losses, right? Most of them to lousy teams. It just happens. And we got so lucky last night with getting the result we needed that was a little bit of a surprise, right? Our destiny is in our hands. That's really all you can ask for as a fan, is that if we win out, we do well, right? So I'm just going to enjoy today until tip-off, and then I'm going to watch avidly and see what they come up with.
That's too reasonable for sports talk.
Yeah, no,
you realize what's
too nice.
What you're asking is too reasonable. It's too logical. Well, this is not, that's not required on radio.
I'm actually shocked about how logical most of these.
I love that
call. The one Jimmy Butler off the bench, but those are great suggestions. I loved them. That was a really good segment.
There's a couple different people from the 510 that are texting in, like, stop trying to force JK into the lineup. Another one was stop trying to force Gee into the lineup.
Has JK felt forced at all these last couple of games? You talked yesterday, you wanted more of JK.
I think he's been really good.
I don't think he's felt forced.
Well, I think
at all.
The last game he was really good. But also, you know, again, like a lot of these guys.
He's playing 30 minutes. Well, who's forcing him?
No, but like a lot of these guys, I think, you know, the nuance is like, who are you playing alongside? You know, very few players, it doesn't matter who you play with, you're going to be freaking awesome.
Shameless shout-outs in 7 minutes. Start lining them up, 888-957-9570. That was a good suggestion box. Maybe that'll something going forward. Maybe we'll do suggestion box just as a segment going forward. I like that. Whether it's Kyle Shanahan, whether it's Bob Melvin, I like that. 888-957-9570. Same number to call or text. Shameless shout-outs. Again, 7 minutes. It's about you, not us. Okay.
All right. I want to go around the room on these suggestions. What was your suggestion?
My suggestion, boy.
If you could, you give Steve Kerr.
Don't be afraid to go against the grain in big situations. That's my suggestion. Take that for what it's worth. It's kind of a cop out. But Steve Kerr, as you've mentioned in the past, game seven, he sticks to what's been working leading up to that point.
Uh-huh.
If you're in a do or die scenario, whatever you want, Steve, just have at it. I have my faith that you'll figure it out. Don't listen to the Junior Pacificas, the Joe Spadonis. And Junior made a great point on this. You know what? Go with your gut with more, because I do feel like I've lost a little bit of that at times. I go back to that series against the Lakers. Clay, man, don't be afraid to. This guy just doesn't have it. Put him on the bench. I don't know what to tell you. He didn't have it in that series. He was awful. Just, I know you want to go out guns a-blazing. The guys that have gotten you to that point, don't be afraid to put Draymond on the bench. I've seen him bench him in the NBA Finals.
He went back to him.
He went back to him.
Yeah.
But that's what I like. Steve Kerr, don't be afraid to do stuff like that. All Carter, right. Do you have a suggestion?
I do. I would like to see less Looney, and I'd like to see more TJD. I think that TJD offers a lot in the shot blocking category that Looney just doesn't. And I love Loon, but I just think, like, give the kid a chance here.
Interesting.
Give him Sam, a chance. Take a chance on
me. I mean,
that
was literally going to be my suggestion.
Oh, well, then I'll ask you something better.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, actually, you know what? Let me read off a couple of YouTube chats.
Okay, good. Because I want you to.
Carter literally just took my idea and ripped it right off. Classic Carter.
While you're about to read those, I want the audience out there to think about it for a second. Now give me and Joe Spadoni some suggestions for the show.
Oh, God. That's going to be bad.
I don't have enough time for that.
Yeah.
Julian Lega.
No bad suggestions. Get two new hosts.
Can you fix your voices? Nah, well, I'm trying.
I think a lot of suggestions will be about behind the scenes. Julian Lega on YouTube says, morning, guys. My suggestion, a starting five of Steph, Moody, Jimmy, TJD, and Post. So a mix of team and individual defense, a three-point threat with Curry and Post and Moody, then attack the rim with TJD and Moody, and then your bench is Pods, Buddy, JK, Gee, and Draymond.
Wait, I heard Steph, TJD.
So your starting lineup is Steph, Moody, Jimmy, TJD, and Post.
Okay, so no Draymond off the bench. No Pods.
Pods and Draymond get moved to the bench here. Okay. Yeah. Buddy, Kuminga, and Gee are also coming off the bench.
I would be open to that just to see what it looks like. I don't think he'll do that.
Yeah. And then Man707 says, switch Moody and Pods, have Pods as the corner boy, spotting up for threes and late shot clock. He could create for himself, help Moody create downhill, and get easy buckets around the rim.
No Pat Spencers for anyone? No one wants to see more Pat Spencer? You love Pat Spencer, no? No suggestions there? Why are you looking at me like that? Why are you guys looking at me like that?
If they go on a deep run, Pat will have a moment.
Thank you.
Just mark
He's
my words.
Have a couple minutes here
Just
or there.
Just a moment.
That's all
win
you need.
One for Pat Spencer game.
One shining moment for Pat Spencer.
If Pat gets into a playoff game and there's a blowout, he's going to yam on someone. What, dude, the guy gets up.
Got hops.
He's athletic,
dude. No one loves a white boy. Benson. No one loves a white boy with hops more than Joe Shatsky.
100%. When it comes to the NBA. Dante DiVincenzo.
Oh my God.
You know?
Can you name any more? Dante DiVincenzo. Yeah.
Are we calling those
Mac
hops?
McClung? What?
Said, are we calling Dante DiVincenzo
hops?
Some
dunks. He early in his career, yes, absolutely.
Okay, that's fair.
Villanova, come on now.
He would throw down. It all started with Bob Sura for me. Like that's the start of the white boy with hops, you know, obsession.
All right.
He also had bleached hair.
Junior and Pacifica called in and said, you know what, Steve Kerr, you're in a great spot. I'm feeling great. And Junior was way too positive. Well, the head coach was sounding positive yesterday on Willard and Dibbs too.
I would argue we're in a great spot, 22-7 since we got Jimmy. You know, if we made that trade, can you imagine sitting here going, oh yeah, and by the way, you're going to go 22-7. You're going to have top five offense, top five defense. And this is where you'll be with two games left in the season. You don't think we would have jumped?
Yep.
So the entire narrative has shifted. The entire vibe has shifted since Jimmy's arrival. So you can't let, you know, one loss or a couple losses dampen that when you just have to recognize the West is loaded. There's a bunch of great teams. There's a bunch of great organizations who have put together, you know, really good programs. And this is competition at its highest level, and we are in the mix. And I can't wait for tomorrow night and then Sunday and then whatever comes after that.
Warriors are in a great spot right now, Joe.
He says whatever comes after that. If what comes after Sunday is you're in the play-in in the 7-8, I'm going to be so disappointed.
See, why do I feel, though, and I know you feel that way, and I get it. Just
because we've been flirting with the top 5-6.
Yeah, but I'm still not, like, hating that situation. I get it. It sounds insane, and you don't want to be in a do-or-die, but 7-8's not do-or-die. You get another chance after that. Like, I hear you. But if I was to tell you you're facing the Houston Rockets in a first-round series, like, you'd talk yourself into actually...
Yeah, but you got to get there.
That wasn't the worst thing. Yeah, and they can. They can. Again,
Joe, if they end up playing on a Tuesday night, and let's just hypothetically, okay, they play Tuesday night, and it ends up being, let's just say, Minnesota, for example. You lose that game. And then you got Dallas and Anthony Davis.
Or the Kings.
I think it's going to be Dallas, okay? But that's fine. That both those teams do exactly what you struggle to defend, which is big, strong, athletic guys who can crush you on the glass and then sink into the paint on defense and just be a menace.
I mean, who's the second best player on the Cavs, or on the Mavs, I should say, outside of Anthony Davis right now?
Well, Klay Thompson, who's going to have a lot of revenge.
I mean, we saw, I don't want to be mean.
Gafford.
I don't want to be mean. Last time I saw Klay Thompson in a playing game, what happened?
I hear you.
I don't want to be that guy. He didn't make a shot.
But like Harrison Barnes, last time we've seen him with something on the line, you know, we would laugh at it, and he ended up getting the last laugh. So I don't want to sleep on an all-time legend, you know, drawing from that. I get the point about the Rockets, and I understand that angle. We can get into it at the top of the hour in terms of who situations. Would you want to play.
I think that's what I don't want to do. But first,
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.